Amen. You guys can have your seats. You can have your seats. Thank you very much. Are you guys glad to be here tonight? Say with me, Rayon. Say it again. Say Rayon. I want to give you the key tonight. I hope it gets through. The greatest key to the prophetic. Okay, you sound like... bring the pulpit here, that's fine. And they can keep staying in front. I just want to think something. Say with me again, say Rayon. Rayon is the greatest key to the prophetic. What I mean by that is that we are busy with the spiritual substance series. Are you guys with me? Substance is something that is tangible. You can touch it. You can taste it. You can feel it. It is something that is real. What I'm about to teach, listen, and don't give me that turkey look, like Adam on Mother's Day. Just looking at me as if you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're like, you can't teach me anything about Rayon. No, I'll teach you right now about Rayon. I'll even do it practically. Guys, when they say with you Rayon, the way I see it is by imagination. I want to teach you these principles tonight. Are you guys with me? Everybody says in the body of Christ, don't use your imagination. Cast down vain imaginations. It's the devil. It's a little, listen here. That says vain imaginations. But there's an imagination that God has given you. Are you guys with me? That can cause you to, when your thoughts, when you just think, it is God thinking through you. When you think, now I want to start off by a point. My phone is being used. All the stuff I wanted to share is on my phone. It's fine. I was taking notes down here. Let me just think. Okay, go with me to Daniel chapter number 2, verse number 28. Zeranazoro. I want to say, listen, Rayon. Sorry, I was Rayoning now. About something that'll happen. That'll happen later. Daniel chapter 2 verse 28. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar who will be in the latter days. Listen, he says your dream and the visions of your head. Everybody say with me, the visions of your head. Upon your bed were these. So number one, listen here. I can train you how to get visions tonight. Everything is in scripture. He's saying the visions on your head, of your head, that is upon your bed. The place where you get visions is the place where you're intimate with God. The place where you get visions is the place where everybody is still at night and it is you and him and you have the ability to rayon. I'm going to explain to you now. Go to the next verse. As for you, O king. So Daniel is speaking to me. He says, as for you, O king, thoughts. Everybody say with me, thoughts. Came to your mind while on your bed about what would come to pass after this. Put me in the King James Version. I like this more. Your thoughts came into your mind. Say with me, mind. Everybody want to throw out this thing, yet it's this thing you use to prophesy. Not this thing. Are you guys with me? It's your mind that you use to prophesy. Okay, your thoughts came onto your mind, came into your mind upon your bed. What should come to pass year after? It says that speaks about the year after. Daniel is saying, listen here, thoughts is coming into your head where you're sitting on your bed, and these thoughts are beginning to speak of the future, of the year after. Now, listen. The word thoughts there is what we say in the Hebrew, rayon. Are you guys with me? Rayon. Say with me, rayon. It's not so difficult. Say with me. Other people say, say rayon. Easy, okay? It's the thoughts. But it is thoughts that are so intertwined with the thoughts of God. with the mind of God. That he's saying, listen here, that Daniel is saying to him, listen here, these visions that you've been getting, because what's been happening with Nebuchadnezzar, he was sitting on his bed, he was beginning to think, and then all of a sudden his thinking was being turned into visions and dreams. His thinking was beginning to be changed into a vision. And Daniel came and explained to him and said, listen here, King Nebuchadnezzar, the thoughts that comes into your mind upon your bed that speaks of the year after, which explains what should come to pass of the year after. If a wicked king, Nebuchadnezzar, can sit on his bed, can have a rayon and see the future, and it is God giving him those thoughts, and he's having visions of the future. An unbeliever, wicked king. How about us, who is Holy Ghost filled? How much more our thoughts? Come on, guys, with me. Listen, 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 listen. I know the Bible says that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and our thought, your ways are higher than our ways. That was the old covenant. In the new covenant, Paul is saying, who has the mind of Christ that he may instruct and teach God what to do? And then he says, for we have the mind of Christ. In one verse, are you guys with me? Who has the mind of God, the mind of Christ, that he may instruct God? Who sitting here has the mind of Christ that he may tell God what to do? Then Paul is saying, but we have the mind of Christ. What is he saying? We have the ability to get into a relationship with God. I'm not even going to finish that sentence. Listen, 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 listen. I am here to tell you how to change your future. Are you guys with me? You can smile, brother. Amen. So, where was I? I'm trying to tell you how to change your future. Rayon. Listen, listen. Go with me to... Genesis chapter number 4. Open to Genesis 4 verse 16. Genesis chapter number 4 verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwell in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Next verse. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch, and he builded a city. Full stop. I read two there and I stop. Genesis 2, man was created. Genesis 2, man was thought of. I'll get into it now. Genesis 1, man was thought of. Genesis 2, man was formed and created. Are you guys with me? Genesis 3, man sinned. Genesis 4, man built a city. Do you know how much it takes to build a city? Do you know how much it takes to build where you have architects in place? The only way he could do it. Well, listen, listen. If you want to speak about construction, it's one of the first things that happens in the Bible already. They had to rayon the picture. Every person that is in construction will tell you, they see the image before it is finished. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Listen, when you see the image before it has started, that is when you are rayoning. When you are rayoning, that is the proof that it will come to pass. I was in the old building and couldn't run, and I said to you, this year we are changing the building. And I said to you, I saw lights, I saw a big stage, I saw people standing around us. I was rayoning. Within 1 month, the building was here. And I was like, say rayon. Say it again, say rayon. Okay, listen, listen, listen. May you receive everything. A religion is not liking this at all. It's either Satanist or religion. I don't know yet. Religion is so close to say, listen. So listen, Genesis 4, where were we? He built it. Listen, Cain knew his wife, made a kid, and he built it a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. The next verse. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mael, Mael begat Methusel. Okay, it goes on. Next verse. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other one was Zillah. Next verse. And Adah bare Jabal, he was the father of such, and dwells in tents, and of such as have cattle. Next verse. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and the horn. Now go for me back to verse 20. Previous verse. So we see, number one, they built a city. You have to learn. Listen here. If you understand the short time frame from when man was created to this, they had to rayon it. There was no university. Are you guys with me? You can drop out of school. You can be expelled like I was expelled. Listen. But when you have rayon, the secret to sit, close your eyes, or even with your eyes open, but all you see is the future. That even when somebody has to talk to you, it's like they have to interrupt you. Listen, before we had this church, listen. I would sometimes be on my bed and I would be rayoning. I would be thinking of our ministry. I'd be thinking of where we would be. And I would smile, like, I would just smile. I'm just smiling. My wife would be like, what are you smiling? What are you laughing at? And I'm like, and then I realize, but she doesn't know I was walking down the corridors of this church before it was here. I was seeing the building. My rayon, listen here. Your rayon will become real when it becomes more real to you than reality. When all you see, when you go to bed, when you wake up, you see that thing. You see it standing, whether it's a building, whether it's construction, whether it's a ministry, whether it's business. But when you keep your focus, where is this in the Bible? Okay, I showed you by Daniel. Listen, so we see the other brother did cattle. So we see he began husbandry to work with cattle. The next verse. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as to handle the harp and organ. This man was the father of music. How did he learn it? Rayon. It's the mind of Christ. Go with me to Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 1. Genesis 1, verse number 1. Listen, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void. So here, without form and void. Your life can be without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Listen to this. And the Spirit, which is actually not the Spirit there, it's actually the mind. The mind of God moved upon the face of the waters. Go back one verse. When it says the mind, the Spirit of God, the mind of God moved upon the face of the waters. Is this King James Version? Is it? Put a new King James Version. Okay, it says a little bit. Okay, and the Spirit of God was, say with me, hovering. It's actually a bit better wording. Hovering, where we actually get the word to brood. Are you guys with me? Like breeding. That's what it means in the Hebrew. Which means that the Spirit of God was over the water, and everything that was formless, that was without form or void, God Himself was hovering over that. The word hovering means this in the Hebrew. It means to brood, but it means to flutter in constant imagination of a positive outcome. I'm going to say it again. It means to flutter, which means like God was hovering over it, constantly imagining a positive outcome of that thing that is hovering over. He was thinking about mankind. He was thinking about Adam. He was thinking about Eve. Listen. And I'll prove it to you out of scripture just now. He was hovering there constantly. If God had to stop everything He was doing to constantly imagine an outcome, how much more you and I must constantly imagine, constantly rayon an outcome until it takes place. Your imagination and your words is the only extension of God that is given to you to create something. Are you guys with me? Our today is a result of our yesterday's words and imagination. My tomorrow is a result of yesterday and today's words and imagination. Your imagination is the doorway into the realm of the Spirit. If you are a prophetic minister, listen. If you are a prophetic minister, you will understand and know that there are three doorways into the Spirit. Meaning that if I take somebody like this and I take them by the shoulder and I want to prophesy over them, there's three ways I can do it. Okay. I think we know we're doing dream interpretation Tuesday night. Dream interpretation. But that's a paid course only on Periscope, not for the church. Okay. And there we teach you how to dream interpret. But tonight I'll teach you how to see visions. There's three gateways into the Spirit. The first one is if I want to see what's going on in him. Oh, I'm going to get slaughtered for this one. If I want to see what's going on in him, I have to imagine it. It's too easy for you. That's why you don't want to believe it. Are you guys with me? The second thing is affection, love. If I touch him, his spirit can open to mine. That's why you always see a prophet touching you. And the third one is, I don't know, what do you mean? Huh? We'll leave that one for some other time. So, where were we? He was hovering. You can give and give and give. It's not going to work now, okay? He was hovering. God moved and stopped what he was doing to constantly imagine, a positive outcome of this thing. Then, after he imagined it, what did he do? He spoke. He said, "Light be." Not let there be light. The Hebrew says, "Light be." If he said, "Let there be light," it means light still has an option to either be or not. But he said, "I'm not going to give you an option. Light be, waters be." When he imagined, when you imagine and you speak, it can come to pass. Listen, you have nothing to lose. Those that are not praising or rejoicing, you have nothing to lose. What do you have to lose? You've already wasted how many years of your life? Just try this. You will see yourself live the thing that you thought of and imagined a few years ago. Are you guys with me? Let me give you some examples. God said to Abram, "Look up to the north, the south, the east, and the west. And as far as you can see," everybody say with me, "see, that I have given to you." As far as you can see, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, I have given it to you. Which tells me I read the Bible opposite as well. The mystery of the unspoken word. Are you guys with me? So it says, as far as you, what you, and everything that you cannot see, I have not given to you. Which means that everything you and I can see, God can give it to us. Has given it to us. The word "see" means to perceive. It's a perceptive ability. It's different to looking. Are you guys with me? It's like a lot of people hear, but few listen. A lot of people look, but few see. Moses was walking past the bush with a fiery bush. And the Bible says he looked at the bush and carried on walking. And then he said to himself, "I will now turn aside to see this great sight." First he was looking. And that speaks of he observed the outer perspective, only the outside perspective. But he said, "Now I will have a spiritual perception and I will see what is happening here." When you open your eyes to see, that is what you can have. I rayoned this building and I'm already rayoning the next one. And I told you by August, September, October, November, that this place will be full. And I'm not rayoning one level, I'm rayoning one level and then a second level. Okay? I have already drawn it out. It's in the spirit. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Never forget the word yet. Not yet seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. It is about to be seen. But when you can see in the spirit by faith, it is a substance. This thing that I'm speaking about, Rayon, it is a substance. It is real. Every successful person in business will tell you that they've rayoned it. You can speak to any business person. They'll tell you their success is in Rayon. If they know what Rayon means. Are you guys with me? Nobody ends up somewhere by accident. Listen. Go for me to... Abram, he said, Abram, as far as your eyes can see, look up to the stars. For as many as the stars is and the sand of the sea is, so will your inheritance be. Your generations be. Listen. Where can I get? Let me just... I still need to get to Noema, Yetzer. I don't think I'll get to Yetzer. Maybe Noema. Maybe not. Maybe Epigonisco. Go with it to, listen here, Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 27. Or 26, go with it to 26. Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26. It says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air. I can speak to you about airplanes here and submarines. Nothing under the sun is new. Ecclesiastes is saying, it just takes somebody to rayon it. While God, listen here, at this moment, God was not creating man. He was rayoning man. Are you guys with me? He says he was just rayoning, imagining it. I know you think that's where he was creating. No, it was not. And he says, let us make man. Over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Next verse. So God created man in his own image. In the image God created him. Everybody say with him, male and female. He created them. Male and female. He created them. But man is not existing yet there. Then you can go to Genesis chapter number 27. Genesis 2:2, verse 7. Is it verse 7? Let me just see. I'll go to verse 7. And the Lord God, now let me go further on. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. God first had to imagine. Secondly, he had to speak it. Thirdly, he had to create it. He had to do it. He had to form it. You first imagine it, then you speak it, then you go out and you form it. You do it. You put action to it. You put flesh to that dream, flesh to that vision. Are you guys understanding me? I don't know. Are you guys understanding me or not really? I don't have my notes on me. I took some notes this afternoon, but it's on my phone. So I'm trying to rayon and remember it. Yeah. Every success I've had in life is by rayoning. When I would lie in my bed, when I would sit somewhere. Listen here, rayon is the stage between your sleeping and your dreaming. Between your like thinking and dreaming. It's like when you would sit and you would close your eyes. And all you would do, you would focus on something, whether it's you don't have a car, but you see yourself driving in a Mercedes, or you don't have a house, and you see yourself living in a certain house, or like I'm doing now with the church, I'm rayoning a certain building, I'm rayoning a house for my wife and I, but it's not just anything, it's a certain thing, and I'm in there, I'm enjoying it, for hours I can sit in that place, because I am encoding a vision. You guys with me? We say, where is visualization in the Bible? Here it is, right in Genesis. God had to constantly imagine a positive outcome by brooding, putting his spirit hovering over something. Then he spoke man. Let us create man in our image. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air. And he goes on. And then in Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 7, we see now God goes out and he forms man. But then he goes on and he says, listen, are you alone? And man is alone, and God created woman, Eve, out of man. But yet male and female was created in Genesis 1. God had it in his imagination already. Come on, are you guys with me? Listen, we just started tonight. I need to get to a point. Say with me, Rayon. I want to get to a place where I want it to flow right. So just bear with me. Just bear with me. I want it to flow right. Lavros candele Dios que te quena man. Zerana. May you let you. I want my only thing to get through this evening is that you will leave this place knowing what Rayon is. Listen, it's like the woman with the issue of blood. Do you know what she said, what happened, what caused her healing to happen? Not when she touched Jesus. Read your Bible. In the Amplified Version, in the Greek, it'll take it out like this. She constantly said to herself. In the other translation, actually says she constantly spoke to her mind. She was rayoning. If I could only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made healed. Was it her touch that healed him? No. Everybody touched Jesus that day. But she was rayoning. She said, already it was made up in her mind, she's healed. It was already made up in her mind that she's going to touch him that way, and then power will come out and she will be healed. Exactly when she touched that way, power came out and she was healed. Come on, are you guys with me? Say with me, Rayon. I want to see how I can get into another thing. It's like, I don't have my notes on me. I usually, in the afternoon, I'll just jot down stuff. Da-na-na. Da. Most of the time, I don't prepare. 1 John. Let me just look. I'm just looking for something. Just bear with me. Actually, it's not yet. It's John. But let me just check here. Actually, I'm looking for John. Let me just. Yes. Okay. I'm gonna take it like that. Say with you, Rayon. Rayon is seeing something before it is happening. But I want to connect it with something else. Are you guys with me? Say with me, epignosko. Say it again. Say epignosko. Epignosko is one of the Greek words for knowing, meaning that you get gnosko, you get epignosko. You get a different words. In the Hebrew, you get yada. Now, the word yada in the Hebrew is the same as epignosko in the Greek. The word yada in the Hebrew, in Jeremiah chapter number 1, verse number 5, where God said to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, even before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. The word knew there is yada, which comes from having sexual intercourse with someone, okay? It means to have experiential knowledge. It means to be intimate, to know a thing, it is happening. What epignosko is, how can I say it to you? It is like, it's like, You know, it's... I'm not going to get into that whole thing. No, wait, wait. Epignosko is basically, it's like... you're sitting in front of a TV. You have a remote. You're switching it on. You're experiencing the TV. There's other words for knowing. Let's take gnosko and the words before that. I'm not going to get into all this. I want to explain to you. Those words for knowing means this. It means to... that you're getting into your, that you're, or you're opening up your mailbox and you're finding a receipt, especially if you're in America or so, you order from Amazon or so, you find a receipt to say this near, that your TV is on its way. That is a type of knowing. It's informational knowing. You have now information that you're going to receive a TV. Are you guys with me? But then you go one step further where now the TV arrives and you can plug it in and you can switch it on. It's called epignosko. Now you don't only have information, you have an experience. So now you're switching on the TV and you can experience it. It's there for you to touch, to feel, to listen to hear, to watch. Are you guys with me? It's epignosko. But epignosko also means this. It's preordained knowledge about something. Well, let me say it like this. It's foreknown knowledge about something. It's the same context when God said, listen to Jeremiah, even before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Are you guys with me? Now I want to drop something. I hope your spirit is ready for this. We speak about our future. It is so great. One day I'm going to be a millionaire. One day I'm going to be this. One day I'm going to be that. Epignosko turns the whole thing around and say, listen here, even before you were born, you lived in a palace. You're not getting. Epignosko says that we are just foreigners walking through this world, passing through, going to our hometown, going back to the Father of Lights. Jeremiah, even you, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you were existing. We knew each other in an experiential way. You were prophet Jeremiah long before you were born, which means that I'm Leon de Pria. I know that who I am right now, but imagine how you will walk if you know that you were born out of royalty, that your previous life, come on, are you guys with me? That your previous life, and when I say of previous life, you are mature enough to understand this, okay? Your spirit was sent to this earth to live in this body, to fulfill a function. The only problem is your mind, your fleshly mind cannot remember what has happened before time began. God will not allow it. When you have encounters of heaven and so on, it is simply you having a memory of what happened up there. It is where you come from. So epignosko is a foreordained knowledge, a knowledge of things that existed before. That if you know, imagine, listen here, if God says to me, Leon, you will be a millionaire, I will be happy, I will walk in some way. But imagine he says to me, listen here, you were a millionaire long before you were born. You live in this place in heaven. I was conversing with you and talking with you and communicating with you in heaven. And then I sent you to this earth. That is epignosko. Come on, are you guys with me? It's like this. Have a seat. It's like this. Epignosko is like this. Go with me to John chapter number. John chapter number 2, verse number 1. Let's read from John 2, verse number 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. Next verse. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour is not yet. Listen to how he speaks to his mom. Woman... What's your problem? In the spirit, I don't have family. Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my father? But those who do the will of God. Are you guys with me? Jesus said, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. Next verse. His mother said to the servants, Whatever he says to you, do it. Now listen. I'm going back to Epignosko now in Rayon. Go for it to verse 11. Lavroskoto. Verse 11. This. Go for King James Version. This beginning, say with me, beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. That means this was his first of first miracles. Are you guys with me? No one has seen him done miracles before this time. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. Nobody has seen him done any miracle. He has done no miracle before this time. There was no supernatural things happening before this time. Yet his mother comes to him and say, listen here, Jesus, can you turn water into wine? What are you talking about? He has done no miracle. She has not, they don't know that he can do these things. You're not getting it. He was a normal person up to that day. But his mother had foreknowledge. She had epignosko. Because she existed in a place before that miracle. An angel came to her and said, you shall be, listen. She, because of that knowledge, she went to Jesus. She said, listen here, can you turn water into wine? Can you do, and listen here, first she was imagining this thing. She was rayoning it. Then she spoke it. She said to him it. Even though he said no, she didn't care. She rayoned it. Please understand that Jesus' statement to her was, it's not my time for miracles now. Yet she turned to the servants, disobeying God, and said, go get some water pots. Go get some water pots and bring it to him. She disobeyed God for a miracle to happen. That's the gospel you will hear me preach here. Sweet little virgin old Mary. Come on, are you guys with me? Mother Mary, Virgin Mary, sweet old Virgin Mary. Disobeying God, not even giving a second thought of what he's saying. Saying, I don't care, Jesus, what you're saying. I'm turning around and I'm saying to these people. Now what she did is she was imagining it, she was rayoning it. She had foreknowledge where she was coming from, where he was coming from. Then she was imagining it now. Now that she's imagining it, she spoke to him. He didn't even listen. But now she took her hands and put it to the plow and said, listen here, go and get some water pots. What is to happen here is, number one, God is saying to you, there is a foreknowledge about you. You were created long before you were born. You were formed, you were created, you existed long before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Are you guys with me? Come on, come on, come on. Long before La Pola, long before your mother took your father out on a first date, God already knew. You are already existing in heaven. If you understand that, now you understand what you are to do here on earth. I'm called to business. I'm called to ministry. Don't worry about the details. Rayon the details. Listen, all I knew is I'll have a big ministry one day. That's all I knew. I had to rayon it to come to pass. Are you guys with me? My wife and I sold our car. We gave our car away. I was like yawning. I remember December came. I thought, I'm tired of a car. And I heard God saying to me, why? Obviously, I heard God saying to me, listen. So why haven't you prayed for a car? And I was sitting and I began to think the exact car that I wanted. I should have thought of higher. And I would drive with people. I remember I was driving with this one ministry team and I said to them, it was December. I said to them, January, I'll have this car. January, I'll have this car. January, as I'm saying to you, by the end of this year, you'll see this place full. You'll see this place full. Are you guys with me? I'm imagining it. Now I'm speaking it. Now we're going to do it. By December came. December, January, I found myself at a car place, signed, didn't even look at any bank statements, nothing. Not one bank statement looked at. I drove out with the same car that I've rayoned for 1 month. It's time to put things aside and begin to focus. Are you guys with me? Rayon, say with me, Rayon. Listen, you are not of this world. We are passing through this world. We are like foreigners, like ambassadors passing through this world. Listen. I sense that tonight God is going to do something. Do you know, let me just speak to you about Rayon. Things for Rayon to take place. Epigenosis, you need to know that God has known you beforehand. By God's imagination, you and I were created. By our imagination, listen. He bought the, when God was creating the animals, and I'm not going to go to the scripture now. He would bring them before Adam, dead. And Adam would speak the name of the animal. And the animal would come alive and walk. And the next animal would come, and Adam would say this. And the animal would come alive and walk away. By his imagination, he was carrying the mind of Christ. The mind of God. You and I, Paul says, we have the mind of God. You have the mind of Christ. If you have the mind of Christ, you can think his thoughts isn't higher than your thoughts. That was Old Covenant. I'm not saying excuse Old Covenant. No. We obviously believe in the Old Covenant, but let's take things in context. Paul changed it by saying, listen here, now we have the mind of Christ. Mind is spiritual. Your brain is physical. So when the Bible speaks of a mind, can I see your mind? If we cut open your brain now, can we see your mind? Exactly, it's a spiritual thing. Are you guys with me? Mind, when you think, you're entering into the realm of the spirit. Close your eyes for me. Everybody in this place, close your eyes. I want you to imagine. Now let me just show you something. How prophecy works. I want you to imagine yesterday. Let's say like, I don't know, like the evening, like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Exactly where what you were doing. What workplace you were at, where you were in your house. Exactly, just imagine, just see the image in front of you. Now open your eyes. That is mind. Now your mind is connected to your spirit. Are you guys with me? We will leave it there. Okay. When I walk up to somebody to prophesy to them, that's what I do. Now we go from Rayon to Nohema. The word Nohema is where you have the image, and I'll maybe go on another Sunday to get you the to get into the intricate details, where you have this image, but now you're beginning to construct it completely. It's like you're seeing every detail. You're walking through it. You're imagining it. The problem is not here. The problem is on top. We have thrown our minds out of this thing. Yet God is saying, listen here, listen. Abraham, the Bible says when Abraham was about to kill his own son, to sacrifice his old son, his own son, in Hebrews chapter number 11, I think it is, he says that Abraham has already reasoned within himself that if this thing is not happening, if God is not going to stop him, that God would raise his own son from the dead. He was reasoning in himself. This is called the reason of faith. The reasoning of faith. Faith requires you to reason. Faith requires you to say, and Abraham was saying, listen here, I'm reasoning this thing out in my mind. I'm going to take this knife and I'm going to strike it into my son. But my reasoning in my mind is telling me now that God has given me a word that I will be a father of nations. Which means that, in fact, the Greek says in Hebrews chapter number 11 that Abraham has already seen his son raised from the dead, already done. And just before he put the knife in, God stopped him. The reasoning of faith. Are you guys with me? Where you can so much reason to say, instead of reasoning why God can't do a miracle, begin to reason and say why God can do a miracle. When you begin to reason like that, it is scriptural. Are you guys with me? Stand your feet wherever you are. Stand your feet, stand your feet. Zaras duro. Zerana, zerana. La brusca te che le vendra dios che ta kaya nama. Je che vandro dus che te che le vendra dana manama. Zela rosh che ta ya.
Zekana vandro dunias ketekele vandro tushkata. Zakara vandro dioska.
I want to minister to you. I want to minister to you. I want to minister to you. Listen, listen. Just focus on him. I want you to rayon. When I've seen healings in my ministry, I have rayoned it. I'm going to remind you what rayon is. Daniel chapter number 2, verse number 28. The thoughts in your head, the visions and the dreams that you have on your head, on your bed, these, Nebuchadnezzar, these visions that you're having, because Nebuchadnezzar said, I am having visions. He said, these visions that you're having, it's actually thoughts. And these thoughts are speaking of the future, of the year after. Which means that we as believers can stand, our thoughts can be so focused and concentrated. It can be so laser focused that it becomes a vision of God's. That wherever you go, when you rayon, when you think, you are having a vision. Listen, that is how visions happen. There's different dimensions of visions. I can speak to you about Hazon vision. I can speak to you about Mara vision. I can speak to you about Rayon vision or Yetzer vision. There are different levels of vision. Rayon is the dimension of vision, the substance, the quality, the principle that I'm giving you now. Rayon is what makes people rich. Rayon is what makes people successful. Rayon is what brings the impossible to possible. When you see that somebody's hip is broken, but you just cannot help but see the person healed, it is rayon. Listen. I told you once for a lady with a broken hip, completely broken. In my room, I remember the morning before, I was lying and I was visioning this person I was praying for. And I rayoned. All I did, I saw her standing up out of a wheelchair and I saw the crowd jumping and screaming. That's what I saw. It was so real. It was as if I was living that experience. It was between thinking and sleeping, the realm between thinking, almost falling asleep. It's the realm where the Spirit opens, where the realm of the Spirit opens. I came to the service and I saw the lady in the wheelchair. I took her by the hand as I saw in the vision. Next thing I saw, standing up, walking up, and I saw people jumping, clapping their hands, exactly like I rayoned it. Are you guys with me? Say, it is time to rayon for big things. Say it again. Say, it is time to rayon for big things. May every person, raise up your hands wherever you are, raise up your hands, raise your hands. Father, I pray. May every person, under the sound of my voice, tonight I pray, let there be importation. Let importation come upon their lives. Let importation of rayon, the ability to see that whatever they see, they can receive. Whatever they see, they can be. Let them give them the ability to see this night. If it is a house that needs to be built, if it is a business that needs to be built, if it is a ministry that needs to be built, if it is a family, whatever it might be, let the ability of rayon come upon their lives tonight. Let the devil not rob them from rayon. In Jesus' mighty name.